Psalm 34, verse 3 says, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together." Friend, how are you? Happy Thursday, this January the 12th, 2017. How is your New Year's resolution working out for you? I pray that that God gives you strength in your resolutions this year. In fact, this week I've been trying to wean off of sugar. Boy, that is a headache and a half. Oh man, I'll tell you what, it is not fun at all. So I'd greatly appreciate your prayers trying to try to stay away from sugar for this week and next. And who knows, I just may go crazy in the process. Well, here we are. It's Thursday. It's been a few weeks since you and I spent some time together on Thursday. I know Mark has asked me the last several weeks to fill in on a Friday for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, but it's so good to be back in my normal seat, my normal spot. And I'll tell you what, coming up next Friday and Saturday, not this Friday and Saturday, but next Friday and Saturday, the 20th and 21st, you're invited to really come celebrate with us for the Great News Radio Grand Opening Open House at the Great News Radio Center at the Lincoln Square in Urbana, Unit 112, right across from the food courts. Come see what God has done and what he is doing. There's going to be some snacks, treats, some live music. Going to be giving away some great products as well. And next Friday, the 20th, from 4 to 8, and next Saturday, the 21st, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., you can come one of those days or both of those days. In fact, I'll be there on Friday, have some prior engagements that won't allow me to be there both days, but I'll be there Friday from 4 to 8. I'll bring some books of my latest book, Common Misunderstandings About God, Jesus, and the Bible. Just want to fellowship with you, meet you, enjoy some snacks, and just really celebrate what God is doing here at Great News Radio. So next Friday, the 20th, from 4 to 8, and Saturday, the 21st, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., Lincoln Square in Urbana, right across from the food court. If you want more details, by the way, just call 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Well, you know, they say January is probably one of the most toughest months in the entire year, the most depressing month of the entire year. Maybe it's because of the holidays have passed and then credit card debt from the holiday season comes ringing in January. Maybe because it's the cold weather. Maybe it's because of the cloudy weather. I'm not really sure. But today, I'd like today to be an encouraging program. So today we're going to be playing songs of encouragement, songs that will bless you, that will minister to you no matter where you are. Psalm 40 says, "I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God."
When you've said all there is to say, when you've prayed as long as you can pray, when you're broken, battered and bruised, and you don't know what else to do, hold on to Jesus. Hold on to Jesus. storms of life are crashing wild and waves prevail. Hold on to Jesus.
Austin's Bridge and Hold On to Jesus. Playing your favorite songs of encouragement here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. And Psalm 31 verse 24 says, "Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord."
You seem so far away, a million miles or more, it feels today. And though I haven't lost my faith, I must confess right now that it's hard for me to pray. But I don't know what to say. I don't know where to start, but as you give the grace, with all that's in my heart, I will sing, yes, I will pray, even in my darkest hour, through the sorrow and the pain, I will sing. Because your word is true, I will sing. Lord, it's hard for me to see all the thoughts and plans you have for me. Yes, it is. But I will put my trust in you, knowing that you died to set me free. Oh, thank God. But I don't know what to say. I don't know where to start. But as you give the grace, with all that's in my heart, I will sing. I will pray. Sorrow and the pain, I will sing, yes I will, I pray, with my hands to honor you, because your word is true,
sing it again.
Honor you, because your word is true, I will sing. always sing to you, Lord. Always sing to you, Lord, tonight. Hallelujah. We sing to you, Lord. Oh, we lift our voices and sing. Worship. Sail the sea, faith, find out before too long. How quickly blue skies can grow dark, and gentle winds grow strong. And suddenly fear is like white water pounding on the soul. Still we sail on knowing that our Lord is in control. Sometimes he calls a storm with a whisper, peace be still. He can settle any sea, but it doesn't mean he will. Sometimes he holds us close and lets the wind and waves go wild. Sometimes he calms the storm, and other times he calms his child. For each trial that we pass through in life, though we're shaken, we cannot be pulled apart from Christ. No matter how the driving rain beats down on those who hold to faith, a heart of trust will always be a quiet, peaceful place. But it doesn't mean he will. Sometimes he holds us close and lets the wind and waves go wild. Sometimes he calms the storm, and other times he calls his child.
That's right. Sometimes he calms the storm, and sometimes he calms us in the midst of the storm. What a beautiful reminder today. Thanks so much for listening to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. Joey Kroll with you, playing your favorite songs of encouragement. Here's the Gaither Vocal Band, and Because He Lives.
How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and the joy that he gives. Oh, but greater still the calm assurance we can feel.
these uncertain days because He lives.
And because He lives, I can face tomorrow because He lives. All fear is gone because I know He holds the future and life.
They drop powerless.
The Imperials, and praise the Lord here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll with you. Yeah, I've been playing your favorite songs of encouragement, and I pray today, friend, that the Lord used this broadcast to really reach out through the speakers and minister to you today. Catch up with me. I'd love to hear from you. Joey at Great News Radio. That's my email address. And you have some time this week. Be sure to visit our website, greatnewsradio.org. There you'll find information on our special grand opening open house next Friday and Saturday. Until next time, though, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.